Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
How about Feliciano Trevino? How about that word today? Huh? Man, I'll tell you what, I got up here and I thought, my gosh, that guy could, she was preaching today, and then I remembered I was, so I had to get over it. I had to get past that moment. But man, having a generous eye, okay, where you see things and it's like, you know what? And that's the kind of man I want to be. I want to see things. And you wonder the work we've done in Haiti and the work we do at the distribution center and the our youth ministry and our kids ministry, what we're doing. The reason we do what we do is because we've seen it and we can help. We're not here to fix anybody, okay? Write that down. I don't want to try to fix you, all right? Realizing you're broken. The world we're living in is broken. But that's why God heals us. See, God doesn't fix people. God heals people. And that's what God's going to do today. I've got a word of healing for you. I've got a word of deliverance for you today. This message today, there's an opportunity for you to find freedom in your life like you never have before. Isn't that right, Sandy? That's how strong this word is today. And I'm just believing that I can be the guy that can communicate it to you today and that God will confirm it, okay? There's going to be confirming signs and wonders that's going to follow the preaching of this word. Because that's what the word promises. You know, in this, John will get up and he talked about that we're given to change lives. That's what I want to give my life to, is helping people change their life, get better, to elevate their life. And we do that. We do that in our missions. We got a team going to Peru that's in the next few weeks. We've got people that just got back. Rebecca just got back from Kurdistan, where she's been in a house with women and children that have been trafficked as sex slaves to ISIS terrorists. And do you mind standing, Becca? Becca's back home after 3 months in Kurdistan. I personally, Sandy and I can't wait to hear the reports of what's happening there. And Amanda Satterwhite and Amanda Moore are also, they've come home and I'm just so proud of them. Just proud to be named among them. That you guys as a church, an extension of our church, was in Kurdistan helping little girls that had been sex slaved to ISIS terrorists. And you think about it that, you know, ISIS terrorists aren't just killing people, they're keeping people in bondage. And you know, that's why, man, the word that we preach sets people free. And the word that they took over there, and man, yeah, we could help them and we could provide for them and we could, but in the distribution center, man, it's a word of freedom. Man, had a full packed house Friday morning. If you're looking for a place to volunteer or to serve in the church, the last Friday of the month is a great opportunity for you in the distribution center. And you know, because toward the end of the month, people's, maybe their food stamps or the other assistance that they get from agencies or the government, maybe they're running out. And it's a big time. And it's not just about getting them food and household items and other things. It's about giving them a word of encouragement. It's about a little joy in their life, a little peace in their life. And it's what we like to do here at Guts Church is to help people win. And how do we help people win? We help disciple people. And we disciple people who disciple people who disciple people. And you just bringing people. You just bringing people to church is that initial step of discipling people. And that's what the Bible says. The commandment we have as believers is to make disciples. And that's what we aim to do. We got churches. We got a church right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have a church in Sepulpa. It'll be better for the next one. We got a church in Skytook. Okay. And I've got an exciting announcement today. It was leaked on social media a little bit, but we have a church plant in downtown Tulsa starting in September of this year, 2018, called the Local Church. It's a Guts Church plant, okay? Pastor Sandy and I, we pastor that church. Taylor and Cassie Shear are the primary speakers and also are leading the team. You guys mind standing? Taylor and Cassie are... And let me just bring some clarity, okay? Because some of you guys are going, dear God, that's something we can do on Tuesday nights. It's a church. It's a next generation Guts Church. Okay, some of you guys can fill it, Google it, all right? You can fill in the blanks. The idea of it is, and years ago, what, 15 or 20 years ago, we started a church service in our church called Sub 30. How many guys were a part of Sub 30 impacted your life? So many young people, and it was so incredible. And this is a next generation Guts church plant. It's going to be at the Mayo Hotel in the ballroom, and it starts in September of this year, and we're really excited about it. So we want to let you guys know that we're excited for Taylor and Cassie, and just tremendous. You guys want to stand one more time, Taylor and Cassie? Just so proud of them. I tell you what I want to do. I want to not only are they throwing out great grandkids for us, and that's, I don't know, if not, Scott, I'm going to let Scott teach a class on how big a deal it is to have grandkids, okay? I navigated it better than Scott did, having grandkids. When Scott had his first grandbaby, it's like the Holy Spirit had no work to do in the church for like 6 months. It's like we're trying to minister to people, and Scott is walking this brand new precious baby around, and it was no ministry that happened, and lives really weren't changed that much, but I navigated it better. You guys notice I rarely talk about him, although you have to see the video of Cassie splashing Charleston yesterday. Charleston comes in the backyard. Kaysen, her uncle Kaysen calls him Unky, and you guys are allowed, permitted to call him that too, okay? But he came by the house and said, Charleston, Charleston's talking now. And he said, do you want to swim? And she said, yes. She said, shirt off. So he said, okay. She said, pants off. He said, okay. She said, panties off. He said, stop right there. Okay? But she got out, and Cassie had a sprinkler there. It's like a little daffodil looking or sunflower looking thing that squirts water. And she picked it up and it sprayed on Charleston. So Charleston said like this. And for 30 minutes, Charleston stood like this. And she kept saying, get it off. Get it off. You've got to see that video. It's remarkable. But I'm not going to let that get in the way of a Holy Spirit move, Scott. I'm going to example how to navigate these waters to you. Okay? So any grandparents in here today? Okay? Man, it's God's gift for you not to have killed your kids is what I've heard. So, But we've also got little Teely that's in... that's in New Jersey right now, and also Trip. Trip's cutting teeth, and it's still a joy. So if the Taylor said it yesterday, we were with a minister from New Orleans. He said, you know, if kids were like Trip, we'd have 20 of them, and we'd just keep having them. Just such a great kid, and the high energy kid, whatever those your kids are. I'm telling you, it's our job to train them up. It's our job to do that. And training is every single day. And that's what this is here. That's what discipling is, just training. Man, we're training people. So receive this word today. How many guys will just say, look, I'm going to do everything I can to receive this word today and my life to be better? Can I see your hands? That's great. Turn your Bibles to Acts, the fourth chapter. Acts 4:33. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace came upon them all. Underline great grace. Write that in your notes. Great grace came upon them all. Why? Because they exhibited the power of the resurrection. Great grace for what? That's the key. It's great grace for mistakes. I'll tell you, the quality of our life is determined by how we deal with and handle our mistakes, how we deal with and handle other people's mistakes. When people make a mistake, do you just cut them off? When people make a mistake, do you talk about them? Do you let everybody know about it? See, what we have to do is we have to experience the resurrection. What was the resurrection? The resurrection came from the death. From the mistake that the world made in crucifying Jesus. See, the understanding is that you crucify criminals, murderers, rapists. Well, Jesus had committed no such crimes. And see, we have to understand that. What the resurrection does, the power of the resurrection reveals that we have made mistakes, but we're not one. Man, if you just in the last 30 years of ministry, that man, there's so many mistakes that I've made. It's just been, it's been so crazy, but I'm not a mistake, and God continues to use me even though I had a mistake. Why? Because how we navigate these mistakes. In Romans 5:18, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in the justification of life. Verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounds, grace so much more abounds. Underline that in your Bible. Where mistakes abound, grace abounds so much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The question is, what defines you? What defines you with your friends? What defines you with your family? What defines you with your enemies? What defines you with the world? What defines you? Are you going to let your mistakes define you? Man, we've all got them. I'll tell you, all the mistakes of this room don't probably add up to the mistakes that I've made. Yet do we let them? What defines you with God? You know, God's not keeping account of your mistakes, of your transgressions, of your sin. God's not making account. What does your sin, what does your mistakes do to other people? Man, if that's the definition she had, there's no way she'd be sitting here today. Man, Sandy doesn't allow her mistakes to define her. Man, I can't let my mistakes define me. In Colossians 3:3, Paul writes, it said, for you died, and your life is hidden with God, with Christ in God. Mark 1:11, then a voice came from heaven saying, you're my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Let me tell you, your life is hidden with Christ and God is well pleased with you. Even in your mistakes, the life that I live, it's wide open. It's in front of everybody. I'm an open book read of all men. But you know something? My mistakes aren't defining me. I'm not allowing the mistakes that I've made and the missteps that I've had to be what defines me, because mistakes mess with us. Every one of us, our mistakes mess with us. Our mistakes make us feel stupid. Our mistakes make us feel vulnerable. God uses people who've made mistakes. God uses people who have failed, who've suffered loss. But what do we do? What does the gospel do? It helps people win. See, God gives us power with him and favor with man. God gives great grace for big mistakes. Have you made mistakes? Yes. Have you made big mistakes? Probably. God gives us power for those mistakes. Man, how the devil deceives people. I've heard people so often that'll say, you know, I wasn't a criminal, and I was never strung out in drugs, and you know, I didn't run the streets. I don't have a testimony. See, that's baloney. Man, your testimony is that in spite of your mistakes, you know, we're all in the same boat. Man, God uses us. God sets us free. In spite of our mistakes, in spite of our missteps, God gets us on track and puts us in a race and allows us to run. Is this good news for you? Man, that's what God's done for us. Dwelling on our mistake, it imprisons our soul. It puts our soul in jail. Man, I'm not dwelling on your mistakes. I'm not dwelling on my mistakes. You know why? Because God isn't. In Psalm 38:16, David writes, man, when my foot slips, not if. Verse 18, I'll declare my mistakes. Why? God already knows. It's like, God, I made a mistake. And you know what? God's faithful and just to forgive us of that mistake and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. I will not let my mistakes define me. I'm not a failure. I'm a child of the King. Get your phone ready to take a picture. Grace gives me what I don't deserve, and mercy holds back what I do deserve. I can't find where that quote originally came. But grace gives me what I don't deserve, and mercy holds back what I do deserve. Man, I'm telling you, if that's not the love of God, I don't know what is. It's so amazing. Psalm 145:8 says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. His mercies are new every morning." In verse 14, it says, "The Lord upholds all who fall," or all who fail, "and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him." Listen to this. "To all who call upon him in truth." See, that's the key. We've got to call upon God in truth. You know, when we're babies, man, yeah, God will give us everything. Man, all we've got to do is look to him, and man, he answers our prayer. Look, but as we grow, if you're 20 or 25 years old in here, and you're able to walk and you're able to run and you're still walking on your hands and knees, someone needs to tell you to get up and walk, get up and run. You don't need to crawl anymore. You don't need to be on your hands and knees anymore. But we have to call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire to those who fear him, who put him first. He also hears the cry, their cry, and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Again, I'd get my phone ready to take some pics if I were you. God's promise to make your life fresh even when you've made mistakes. 8 quick points. Number one, you fall, God has you. You stumble, God raises you up. Look to God's word, his provision, because our season comes. Man, some of you guys are waiting, thinking, man, how long do I have to wait? Man, I'm telling you, man, your season, your true season comes all the time. God supplies no matter what. God is here for you. God's faithful to keep his hand open and give us our desires. Think about an open hand, not a clenched fist, an open hand that God has for us. God is righteous in his ways and gracious in his works. God stays near when we call on his word and promise. See, you want God near you, just call on his name, call on his word. Call on God's promise. We put God first, he hears us and supplies all of our desires. And finally, God keeps our lives fresh because we love him. See, this is the key. God will not define you by the mistakes that you've made. What God does is he gives you fresh life, new life for old. I'm telling you, this is what we dwell on. These points are his promise, his word, his truth is what we call on him in his truth. And you know what? He stays near to us. Fresh life, and that fresh life is today. Man, what God has for us is he eliminates the sting of mistakes. He eliminates what the world means for bad. God gives us good. And see, that's the bottom line. That's what we need to dwell on. It's new life for old. Man, it's the life of God in Christ for the life that we deserve. Man, his grace, his mercy, man, his overwhelming power that comes into our life. And then his mercy holds back what we do deserve because of the mistakes we've had in our life. Man, it's such a great life that God gives us in his son, Jesus. And what we've got to determine to do is receive that life. How do we receive it? We dwell on his promises. We receive his fresh, the freshness of life. Whether you're in Skytook or Sepulpa, you're watching this Friday morning at the distribution center, or you know what? You're sitting here in Tulsa, you're watching online, you're listening to this podcast. Man, it's new life for old. What this church, what the leadership of this church endeavors to do is to give ministry away. Is let you function in the gifting that God has in your life. What's the first step you take? You don't dwell on your mistakes. You don't dwell on your missteps. Man, winning sports team, winning football teams, man, they make mistakes. They just don't dwell on those mistakes. Man, the greatest cornerbacks in the history of football, you know what? Man, they get burnt. Man, they come back in and they cover the next guy. They don't dwell on their mistakes. Man, they keep God's truth and God's promise. Why? Why? Because God makes things brand new. Can you let God make things brand new in your life today? Can you? Do you have that in you? Because that's what God's heart is. God's heart is to make your life brand new. God, we love you and we praise you and we thank you today. God, we thank you today for what you're doing in our lives. God, that you're keeping us safe. That you're keeping us in front of you. Because we love you, God. Because you loved us first. God, we're a mistake-filled people. And you're a forgiving God. You cleanse all of unrighteousness. Here's how this works, guys, as your head's bowed. The devil thinks he's got you because your head's down. But you know what? At the close of this, we say amen and he realizes he lost everything. Man, the mistakes that you've made fall under the cleansing blood of Jesus. Activate the mercy of God in your life. Just receive that forgiveness. Receive that mercy. Receive that new life. Receive that fresh life.